Although the Super Bowl is taking place in Santa Clara, the majority of pregame celebrations will take place in busy downtown San Francisco and along the Embarcadero. They run 9 days, from this Saturday through Super Bowl Sunday. Traffic reroutes are already in effect, and in 3 days, hundreds of thousands of football fans will flood into the Bay Area. So how is all that going to affect your commute? KLW's Nina Gensler-Debs has answers.
Starting Saturday, the corner of Market and Spear will be swarmed with people wandering around Super Bowl City, presented by Verizon, a corporate-driven free fan village for visitors to watch performances, eat food, and generally celebrate football. It's also where Byron Ioannidis sells bouquets out of trolley bus flowers.
I'm happy for the city. It's a beautiful city to work with and to show it off to the whole nation. But I wouldn't be happy if they don't help us to make a living during those 3 weeks.
Ioannidis is worried. He's worried that he won't be able to get to work easily. And more importantly, he's worried about how he's going to transport his flowers to work.
For me, just to come to work, okay, I can take the BART. I can take the Muni. But how am I going to carry my flowers? You know, I go in the flower market 4 o'clock, 4:30 in the morning, and we bring the flowers here so I can make a living out of it.
This is 9 days of Super Bowl City and the NFL experience, but it actually is even more days in terms of the traffic issues.
That's Peter Albert. He's the planning director at the San Francisco Municipal Transportation Agency, or SFMTA, and he's in charge of managing transportation during the Super Bowl.
Because to set up on Super Bowl City requires building these small structures that are in Market Street.
Structures like the Fan Energy Dome powered by SAP, which will have, quote, interactive gaming and data visualizations, or Hyundai's Blue Drive Lounge, which will display eco-friendly vehicles.
So there's 21 days of traffic implications we're grappling with here.
So that's 21 days you'll have to grapple with. Here are the most important things to know. Number one, if you can avoid it, don't drive downtown. Streets will be closed, parking will be limited, and traffic will be bad, very bad. Number two, if you take a bus that stops along the last couple blocks of Market Street, check the SFMTA website to find out how it will be rerouted. At least 17 different routes are changing. Muni Metro and BART will be running regularly. In fact, BART is even going to beef up its service, but both will be crowded, very crowded.
Layer on top of all the planning we normally do, the extra level of urgency that came out of what happened in Paris or what happened in San Bernardino.
As you might imagine, this kind of planning is really complicated. The SFMTA needs to work with other city departments, Homeland Security, and the list goes on. They also need to make sure business owners like Byron Ioannidis will still be able to make and receive deliveries.
These kinds of events, they really ask us to go above and beyond and think about things we typically don't.
Take, for example, the escalators down to Muni Metro and BART. They're already pretty infamous for breaking down frequently. The ones at Embarcadero actually work, but at big events with lots of people.
You know, various things. And so what we have found based on experience, literally more often than not, is when we leave the escalators on, they will definitely break.
That's Chris Grabarkiewicz, director of security at SFMTA. It's a little hard to hear him, but he's saying that they're thinking about turning off the escalators and making them stairs preemptively so they don't break. He's speaking at a Citizens Advisory Council meeting. They're a group of people who provide recommendations to the SFMTA. And the council does not like the idea of stationary escalators, particularly Council Member Mark Ballou.
It is a completely unacceptable solution for accessibility point of view.
Ballou hates the idea because he says the elevators already can't manage all the wheelchair users, let alone anyone else.
I'm outraged that that's even being considered. I mean, the elevators are just a non-option.
In the end, the council recommends keeping the escalators running. We'll see. Anyway, it's one of the smaller controversies concerning transportation and the Super Bowl, but there are so many of them.
Well, a power struggle of sorts is taking place as San Francisco prepares to host a part of Super Bowl 50. Some Muni power.
The Super Bowl committee is exploring a controversial and expensive idea to take down the overhead Muni lines in part of the city.
It's not stringing Christmas lights. It's a much more complicated deal than that.
That's planning director Peter Albert again, talking about the decision to not remove the wires.
when we were able to make that really clear and show how much the cost and the long-term implication would be, we got very good supportive responses from the host committee that, okay, good. We know this. We know this is a bigger issue. We will help you. And they moved their structures around to locations where overhead wires wouldn't be a conflict, which is part of the reason why our planning got more and more complicated.
And as the plans get more complicated, they're getting more expensive. Transportation is the biggest part of the city's projected costs for the Super Bowl, and that number has been steadily rising. Currently, it's going to cost a projected $2.3 million for transportation, and a little less than $5 million total. And the more than million-dollar question, who's going to pay for it? Albert has no control over that.
What we've done is we've done what we can do best, which is figure out who's involved, how much they need to be involved, track those hours, cost of those hours, figure out is there any capital, like infrastructure changes. Do we need a new switch in our trolley intersections? And yes, we needed a couple. We documented all that. We put that into a spreadsheet. We put a cost to that.
The SFMTA will hand that information off to the mayor's office, who said that the city will cover the costs. But Albert says that the money is going to help with some lasting changes.
So we did find a couple of technical capital investments in our overhead wire system that make it work more efficiently, and they're a benefit even after Super Bowl's done.
And once the Super Bowl has moved on to Houston, site of Super Bowl 51, San Francisco may be the better in some ways for having been a host city. Like, maybe we'll have better escalators. Functional ones. In San Francisco, I'm Nina Gensler-Debs for Cross Currents.